Okay, let's start. We finished these, my mom. Let's start next week's my Achrei. Page 50 in the Kutta Teira. Okay, the Torah says, "K'biyem ezayichap aleichem netareshchem mikolcha tisechem lifnei avayit tatoru." On this day, meaning of Yom Kippur, Hashem will forgive, or He will forgive, to purify you from all your sins. Before Hashem, you will become pure. Idei Yishlahov, and we need to understand, Mashakos, it says in the Pasuk, Yechap Estam, He will forgive. Avalei Lameim, the Pasuk should have said, Yechap Hashem, Hashem will forgive. Who forgives us? Hashem. Why does the Pasuk say, He will forgive? It should say, Hashem will forgive. But it's known, Shiyem HaKippurim Yem HaTshuva. Yom Kippur is a level of tshuva. V'inyin HaTshuva. What's the inyin of tshuva? L'hosh of nafshi or l'kis. Returning, like the Alter Rebbe quotes from the Zohar. Tshuva means to return. Returning what? The neshama back to the place it came from. L'hosh of nafshi or l'kis and makor chetza to the place it was carved out from. Like it was before the neshama coming down into the body. So the chain of the world, and before it comes down all these levels into olam hazeh, to dress into the physical person, then, before it comes into the body, it was bound and united and included in the source of all worlds, which is the essence of Hashem. So he says, what's the inyan of tshuva? Returning the neshama back to the level it was before it came down into the body. That means the neshama in the body reaches a level of the neshama out of the body. Like it says in the Zayir. And the part, what? No. Tshuva. Tshuva.
To have the level of the neshama.
That's tshuva.
Like it was before it came to
that's the level of tshuva. Like it says in the Zayin the Pasuk, Vayip arbav of nishmas chayim, man the nafam mitech nafam, you blow from your essence, shemetchil or you have a kolubim kaded. So what's the analogy the Zayin says, what says in the Pasuk? Hashem blew into Adam Rishon the neshama. Now, before you blow, the air is part of you. Then when you blow, the air leaves you. Initially, the air of the person, or Hashem that matter, is included in the source. In the essence of the person. When it comes down, it changes from level to level. After you blow, once you blow, then the air leaves you. And it goes down from level to level to level. After it comes down, it changes from it was before. Therefore, you have to return it back to the source. Shahai said the way it was. And to elevate the soul to Hashem, to be bound and connected to Hashem. Okay? So this is Al-Tareb is explaining. What is the inyan of tshuva? Returning the neshama to the place it was before it came into the body. Just like before Hashem blew, the air is a part of Hashem. So therefore, the neshama, before Hashem blows it, meaning before Hashem reveals it to come down into the world, is actually a part of the essence of Hashem. It's in Hashem. It's one with Hashem. So he says, if that's the case, lahov and tachlis v'yiridus ishtalshus ha-neshama kokach. So now we need to understand, if that's the case, why in the world does the neshama come down? If it originates in such a high place, which is a part of Hashem, why does the neshama come down? That it comes from a very lofty high place, to a very low place. Why? Well, let it just stay up there. And the problem is down here, you need a lot of effort to return it where it was before. And halavai, Halavai should be such a returning. Because all trips, or many journeys, like Rashi says in Chumash, it's a makom sakana, a place of danger. If so, so why in the world did Hashem make this? Why did Hashem make the neshama come down from a high place to a low place, that it should go back to the high place, and many times it doesn't even make it back to the high place? Because a lot of things are dangerous.
Does it make it out at all?
Huh?
Is it possible it doesn't make it out at all?
It makes it somehow. Because the Rebbe brings on an ayam yam. It's worth for neshama to come into the body for 70 or 80 years just to do one favor to another Jew. Which means the elevation of the neshama, that the neshama gets by doing one favor, is worth all 70 years of hell, so to speak, of for the neshama to be in the body. So he says like this. So first of all, we need to understand, why does it say Yechaped? He'll forgive, and it doesn't say who. Secondly, what's the purpose of the neshama coming down? So he says, we also need to understand what the pasuk says, Ki Hashem Elokecha Yishechlu. Hashem is a consuming fire. Pirush, what does it mean Hashem is a consuming fire? Al derech marshal gshem she'esh einam meir. Just like a fire cannot be called fire achinechas bepsila until it holds on to the wick or be'etzer or into wood. In other words, when is fire fire? When it's grasping onto something. Right? In order for fire to stay, it needs to hold on. It needs a wick. It needs wood. It needs this, fuel. It needs something. Because fire by nature, the second the fuel is gone, the fire leaves. Right? Like Dr. Eber says in Tanya, the nature of the fire is to go upwards, because the nature of everything is to go back to its original source. The source of fire is under the rotation of the moon, whatever that means. So therefore, fire wants to go back to its source. So in order to hold it, to go against its nature, you need a wick, you need wood, you need something. Right? That's the nature of fire. So now the pasuk says Hashem is like a consuming fire. What does that mean? So therefore, Kachi Nidvar Havai, the word of Hashem, Shebei Shemaim Nasu, that he made the heaven. And the 10 utterances that Hashem created the world. Yehi Ar, Yehi Rakia. So it says, Alekei Dvari Ka'esh. Hashem says, many psukim, my words are like fire. Al derech marshali esteva v'chinas istalkus v'mkoyra v'sharsha d'kula. So he says like this, what does this mean? Hashem is a fire that's keeping the world existing. The word of Hashem in the world, yeah? By nature, Hashem wants to get out of here. This power of Hashem that keeps the world existing, the pasuk says, is like fire. What does it mean like fire? It wants to leave. You need something keeping Hashem in the world. That's what it means. My word, Hashem is a consuming fire. From my own flesh, I see godliness coming out of the marshal. But Adam, by a person, speech comes from the element of fire, because air, as we know, when people speak, it's a lot of hot air. Not only that, it goes out from the heat of the heart, through the windpipe. And therefore, the heart is primarily fire. The mind is water, as Dr. Rebbe says in Tanya, and the heart is fire. Therefore, it's interesting, the combinations of letters, Hevel, Halev, and Lav, is the same letters. Hevel means air, Halev means the heart, and Lahav means the fire. Because it's all the same thing, because it is. The heart is warm, the air is, the speech is warm, and so on. Uvrat is hanimshom. And in more details, Echol Amayla Bainsov, and Dabi Erkan, it's the Rebbe said, I don't have to explain it here, it's explained somewhere else. Nimsa, therefore, comes out. You can't call revelations of Hashem It's not at all called light or fire. It needs to come down in many different ways. That it should be holding on to something, like I see a gashmis, like it says, kol mechoch masisa. Meaning like this. Speech of Hashem is Hashem's revelation. In the Greek said, vayomer, what is speech? Revealing something hidden. Hashem's revelation, halei kai dvari ka'esh. My words are like fire. Al Rebbe explains, what does it mean Hashem's words are like fire? Just like fire needs something to hold on to it, something tangible. By Hashem, in order for Hashem to stay in the world and keep the world existing through his speech, Le'elam Hashem Dvarach Nitzav B'Shemayim, Hashem is continuous creation, there has to be a vessel, a fuel, to keep the holding on to the fire. If not, Hashem checks out of here. Then we need something to fuel him. Patience is a virtue. Okay, being a neida, and it's no matter called to the pasuk, and la'ilamadvar Hashem dvarcha nitzav shemayim, ki dvar havaya shebe shemayim natsu. What, like he's explaining this, the word of Hashem. What does it mean? The word, your words are always in the heaven. The words that Hashem created the heaven nitzav shem la'ilam is standing there forever. And it's in Medrash Tilim, but it's in the Baal Shem Tov. Let's skip the brackets. The three lines at the end of the column. Okay, so now the question is like this. We make the fuel for Hashem to be here. Okay? How, but at the beginning, there was no fuel. There was no avoida. There was no Torah mitzvahs. As the Pasuk in Chumash says, Adam ayin, lave des Adam. There's no person yet. There's no avoida. So what kept Hashem? Since the beginning of creation, it was a fire without fuel. Hashem can do whatever he wants. You've been saying, he's baruch ma'atim me'elav k'chofetz chetzit. Okay, so therefore, at the beginning of creation, there was no need for us to make fuel because there was no us yet. We didn't exist yet. The Torah mitzvahs didn't exist. So now what's the fuel? In order for the world to exist, is dafka through the actions of the people. The Altareb is leading up to answering the question. The Altareb asks, if the neshama comes, and tshuva means returning the neshama to the level it was before, and like he says, the neshama comes from the hevel of a yipach ba'ap, and therefore the neshama is in the level of Hashem before you blow. And just like a person before he blows, the air is one with the person, so the neshama is that level, one with Hashem. So then the Altareb asks, so why is the neshama coming down? So the Altareb is explaining, because where can Elokus exist? Only where there's fuel. Where is there fuel? Only in this world when the Jew does Torah mitzvahs. In Neshama Gan Eden, there's no fuel. There's no Torah mitzvahs in Gan Eden. I mean, they learn Torah there, but it's different learning. Where, in order for Hashem to reveal himself in a way of fire, spiritual fire, that has something to hold on to it, is only down here. That's why Hashem wanted Dira B'Tachteinim, a dwelling place down here. Because you can't have a Dira in Atzilus. Because Atzilus doesn't have the fuel, because no Torah mitzvahs in Atzilus. You need the fuel to be down here, to hold them.
And in order to jumpstart creation, even though there was no one to do this,
Hashem did on his own.
Just the
for the future. Credit for the future.
It was just until Adam was created, really, no? Because Adam started servicing.
26 generations.
Adam really didn't. Kilayim Chazdi is 26 Kilayim Chazdi, 26 generations. But Adam, I love it, Adam. I mean, there was a stage. Adam edition had a certain Aveda, and Avram had a certain Aveda, and the others had a certain Aveda. But it wasn't the ultimate Aveda, Matan Teda, of breaking the Gzeda between higher and lower. Then higher was higher, lower was lower. In order to have a real fire of Hashem holding on, you need the down here.
So So how did those people at that time, if they wanted to do teshuvah, how would they do teshuvah? Those generations.
There's an interesting Rogatshava that the Rebbe quotes many times, but a story with Ninveh and the whole thing. The Rogatshava learns, according to the Rambam, that the difference between tshuva of a goy and a tshuva yid, tshuva of a goy only helps from here on. It doesn't retroactively change it, the past. And tshuva of a Jew retroactively changes the past. Avedis could become mitzvahs. So until Matan Torah, they all had a din of goyim, basically. So therefore, their tshuva, that they did tshuva, you find people did tshuva, Avram brought men and Sarah brought women, I mean, they did tshuva, they didn't last, it wasn't permanent, but that was a level of tshuva from here onward. But it didn't change the past.
But how? They didn't have any mitzvot.
No, they had seven mitzvot b'nei Neach. Or until Neach, six mitzvot they had. They had the mitzvahs. So that was their keli. Okay, second column. Kvesha Kotsev, like it says in the Pasuk, Kol Nikra B'Shmir, Chvayde B'Ratzi, Afasisev. Vein Kovet Ala Teda, when it says, B'Shmi Ula Chvayde is a level of Teda. Shem Dara Klaud Amach, Esei V'Shesab Mitzvah Sleistas, which is 248 positive, 365 negative, Shem Heimach Kelim Lashros Erd Avai, which are the vessels for keeping Hashem. Umoch, and the Shifteh, and the dwelling place for him, so therefore, v'heim kedimyin apsila v'ha'itzim, that is the similar, the fuel and the wood, shebehem nechaz ha'ad, shal yistalik ha'malach ha'shalom. So therefore, what does it mean when we say Hashem is fire? Fire needs fuel. What is the fuel? Torah mitzvahs. Just like the Alter Rebbe explained, we learned already before, by Korbanos it says, it's Korbani lachmi, Le'ishai, Kabbalah says Hashem's bread. He says Lachmi, my bread, my lechem. So Chassidus Altareb explains that just like a person, in order to keep the neshama in the body, you need to eat. If you go on hunger strike long enough, you don't live. So in order to keep the neshama in the body, you need food. So what keeps Hashem in the world? The neshama in the world is the Kabbalah. Here Altareb is saying it that the Torah mitzvah is the fuel for the wick, the wood, the fuel, for Hashem to be in the world. So he says, why? Why do you need, now the Alter Rebbe is explaining another point, why do you need Torah mitzvahs to keep Hashem in the world? Why can't he just be in the world as a wick? Why can't the world itself be fuel? Why does he need Torah mitzvahs in the world? He says, Kehine lav orch the malk. It's not the normal way of the king Lishtoi to deal with milin de hadjeta, with idols, with simpleton things. King is above the nation. A king doesn't deal with peasant stuff. So world is really milin de hadjeta. It's peasant stuff. So Hashem is not going to be in the world, and the world should be fuel because the world compared to Hashem is garbage. Pish milin de chdi sheina me'erka, they're not at all in the same realm of the king. All the worlds, higher worlds, lower worlds, and compared to Hashem, even the highest of worlds, Atzilus, and all that stuff, is so to be, she's a garbage, because it's nothing compared to Hashem. Shudam v'nisalem rivavos madregis, tens and tens of thousands of levels higher than the world. The Tavakula Kameh Khoshiv Kameh, everything is considered nothing compared to Hashem. O Kameh Lamosh O Malach Vasavadam. It's like a king, a physical king. Shliashli Elef Alofim Vadiba the Vavazova Kesef. Okay? Let's see, there's a king that's a multi, using today's language. A king is a multi-billionaire, multi-billionaire, and and the king's going to talk about earthenware kegs. He doesn't talk about earthenware kegs because he's bein erech. Even more, Even more comparison than earth and these things compared to Hashem. Because the truth is, gold is inanimate, and earthenware vessels are also gashmias. We're saying that Hashem's relation with the world is infinitely greater than the relationship between gold and ceramic jugs, earthenware jugs. Because earthenware jugs comes from the earth, gold comes from the earth. This is more refined, but they're both earthly. Here we're talking about Hashem, which is infinite, above spiritual, above physical, and you're talking you should deal with gashmistic things. He said, "Avol Elam is Gabel Kodesh Baruch. Even Elam is a Yain and Veganei Noyin has no connection to Hashem. Velas Machshavah Jvisavi Klal and the efforts of Tel Nachshav is considered nothing. So why in the world would Hashem want to be here? Milan now Sodom my mothers are Milan Dejeta. It's garbage. It's peasant talk. Why in the world would Hashem want to do the Sodom my mothers?" Because the whole inyan of the Asara Maimoris is to bring the Asara Sadibris into the Asara Maimoris. And therefore, Chassidus explains one of the many explanations. When it says at the beginning of Asara Sadibris, Vaidabar Lakim is called Advanuma Ila Lamer, Hashem spoke called Lamer. So all the Mepharshim ask, Lamer doesn't make sense here. Lamer means normally to repeat. Vaidabar Hashem Moshe, Lamer, to repeat to others. By Matan Torah, every single Jew was there. So who are you repeating it to? Yes, everybody was there. What's the purpose of Lamer? There's tons of answers. One answer Chassidus gives is, what do you mean, Vaydabar Olakim is called Advanam Eila, Lamer Le Amira, meaning the purpose of Vaydasar Sadibris is Lamer Le Amira, meaning to bring down the level of Taita into the 10 utterances, because then it's not Mila the Dirt anymore. Because now it elevated itself to a stage of Kedusha. So the whole purpose of the Neshama coming down into the world is to be able to have that level. Kava, the class is pretty quick today, huh?
Yeah.
It flew by like.